Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson, back from a great river trip. And it's Wednesday here in Idaho, and gorgeous, and excited to be back here with Lisa. I've missed quite a bit, I'm sure. I know that we have no newsletter from this most recent Monday because I believe George and Chris were traveling in the Dominican Republic, and they just got back last night. But we do have an important announcement for today. Tonight is our national distributor call, and Albert Bosk will be on it. We'll be learning about some of the new products that we're going to be launching this summer, and that is at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Go to BeamerMeetings.com. And then also in the previous newsletter, you know, we do have some recordings, some links in the replay lounge, the back office magic with Stacey DeVore from May 1st, and a couple cool Beamer horse presentations. Excuse me, one from Ian Robb and Marley Svunk, and that's just a product presentation. And then Schellenberg and Spangler, they did a great horse set opportunity presentation on the business side. And Lisa, you're the one that has your finger on the pulse of what's going on with Beamer since I've been gone. Anything that I need to share or you need to share that we have missed?
No, I think you made all the right points, and definitely the most important is probably the national sales call tonight. So,
I did remember this. So the Wednesday wellness last week with Dr. Burka, that will be posted in the distributor library very soon. I just sent Johnny a message making sure that it's posted as a link, or as the ability to be able to send a link, so it's not just exclusive for distributors. That'll be under science and medical in the distributor library soon. So Lisa, fill me in. What's been going on with Beamer in my absence?
Well, so we have our challenge going on, and there's also the incentive happening with through the corporate office for enrollment, bringing on new distributors, and they've got the leaderboard posted, and hopefully our listeners are also participating, and I think a lot of people are in that 90-day program with George Varonis. So if anybody on the call has done some enrollments this month and want to share what they've done, that would be awesome. You can just hit one on the phone and share your experience. We did have a fun whatever Wednesday, last Wednesday. We had Ian Robb and Marley Svunk on. And they're both on the leaderboard for the enrollment incentive. So it was great to have them on and share all of their best practices. And other than that, David?
That's great. I'm sorry I missed that. I love those two. I'm very proud of them. That's awesome. They're doing so well. How's everybody doing on their bringing on three affiliates, challenge for May? Anybody out there has anything they want to share with us? Please hit one on your phone and come onto the queue. And, of course, it is whatever Wednesday, so we can go completely off topic on the three affiliates for this month's challenge and try to answer any questions out there on usage, how to give a compliant testimonial, whatever you want, these guys want to talk about. So hit one on the phone. And, you know, if we don't have any questions today, Lisa?
David, I was just going to share a couple of practices for people, just for like a system that, works. It works for some people. And, you know, it's keeping track of who you're calling and how many calls you're making to get the yes, right? So if you know that it takes 10 calls before someone is, yes, I'd love to try the Beamer, then you've got a goal for each day and you know. But if you're not keeping track of that, you have no idea what's happening. So if people are using that sales tracker, that's a good tool. And I just wanted to throw that out there. If people have any questions about any kind of systems that they might be able to use to help them get to the numbers that they want, I'd be happy to share some additional information on that as well.
Yes, and I've been using the Beamer Accountability Tracker for, 2.5 years now. And it's a great tool to keep me on task because I sometimes end up playing too much if I don't keep on task. And I just fill it out by hand. I take a picture of it every Monday for all my activity for the week. And I shoot it off to somebody that I want to be accountable to. And in this case, it's Bettina. She gets it every Monday and has for, about 70 weeks now. And before that, it was George every Monday for a year. And it just goes through the tasks that we need to do to place Beamers in somebody's life. And there's not that many. I mean, you pique somebody's curiosity, you approach them about the product, you follow up, maybe do a session, get them into some product presentation. We have so many going on every single week. Get them on the phone call with somebody else to get some third-party validation, and then you just rewind, repeat, and do it over and over again. So, Casey talks about how much more fun Beamer is if we talk to a lot of people, because if you think about talking to one person a week in 2 months, you talk to 8 people, and there's a good chance that 8 of them might say, gosh, it's just not in my budget. It's too much right now. But if you talk to 5 people a week, that's 40 people in 2 months, and there's a really good chance you're going to run into some people that think like you. And maybe they're already thinking about blood flow or biohacking or looking at things like this. And suddenly you've got somebody that resonates and like, yeah, sounds great. I'd love to bring one into my life. So my suggestion is pique more people's curiosity. We do have a caller, area code 704-533. 704-533, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. This is Wendell Long here in Charlotte. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Got a quick question. It's been a while since I've verified this. If you're using the B spot on the, got a little spot on the bottom underneath my eyelid, and I was thinking anything from the neck up was 3 without the plus. Is that correct or not? So any other ideas on that or thoughts?
Well, this is totally off-label use, anything above the head. So, Wendell, I just recommend that you email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, and we can talk about it outside of this forum.
Okay.
In this forum, publicly, we can't talk about doing Beamer on the head, but email me and we can take it outside of here.
David.olson, right?
Yeah, O-L-S-O-N, not E-N.
Okay, that's what I wrote down, okay. At
Beamer.com.
Or Beamer Mail, right?
Correct. Yeah, David.Olson at BeamerMail.com.
Is that because of the new 2-level certification we got, I guess, now?
So the FDA registers medical devices as class one, which means can do no harm, or they clear medical devices as class two, which basically means claims made or supported by science. And in the category that we've been pigeonholed into for lack of knowing what to do with Beamer, because like the legal world looks at precedent, the FDA often looks at predicate devices, and there wasn't really anything out there to compare us to except muscle stimulators, so they kind of took a round peg, pounded it into a square hole, and we're subject to the language that has been written about this category. Dr. Burka is working with the FDA to either edit the language to better accommodate what Beamer does and what we've safely used it for the last 20-plus years, or maybe even create a new category that is better accommodates Beamer. So long answer to your question is just that we are subject to the language written about this category, even though it's not relevant to Beamer.
Okay. Good. Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate the feedback there, and also talking to my chiropractor this week about it, and he's familiar with the product. He's been on it before. He's felt the results, but he just doesn't know. He's a little bit concerned about the EMF side of it. Everybody's, concerned about that, and I don't know if you got any feelings.
Well,
he's got me some info, or if anybody's got any other input on that.
There's bad EMF, like the cell phone I have next to my face. It's not good for me. But then the Earth puts out an electromagnetic field that NASA has determined is essential for life. And that electromagnetic field, they attribute it to effective vasomotion. One reason that NASA has been trying to figure out how to slow down the degradation of vasomotion for 30 years is because when we leave the Earth's electromagnetic field, vasomotion plummets. Bone density goes down, brain fog goes up. And so there are certain electromagnetic fields like that which the Earth puts out and which Beamer so greatly duplicates, and it puts out an electromagnetic field in a lot of cases that's much less than even what the Earth puts out. So if it's safe to walk around on the Earth as a mammal, it's pretty safe to use the Beamer. And I mean, this is supported by over 40 third-party peer-reviewed studies that are published on PubMed.gov. So, I mean, your chiropractor, I mean, there's nothing justifying his concern.
Right. Okay. Makes sense. Thanks for the feedback.
You bet. Make it a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks for all y'all do.
You bet. Bye-bye. Hit one on the phone and rise into the queue. Visit with us. Ask questions. Oh, we have another 704 area code, 704-301. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David. It's Sharon from Charlotte. Hope you guys are doing great. It's good to be on the call with you guys today. Good. I have
Thank you.
Usage question, and I hate to downgrade the great conversation to something so basic, but I've been sleeping on my Beamer, and it's not been real comfortable because I have an adjustable bed and it gets all bundled up. So I put it underneath a 2-inch foam pad. Am I getting what I think I'm getting? Is it coming through, or do I need to, like, if I'm trying to do intensity 3, should I maybe have it on 6? Any ideas about that?
Probably fine, Lisa.
Yeah. Also, too, I was just going to recommend using the B-scan, and you'll be able to tell that the signal is coming through there.
Okay. The only way mine ever registers is if I put it on 10.
Seriously.
Is that normal?
How long have you had your Beamer? There is a battery in the B scan, and if that battery gets low, it's not going to operate the same.
Great to know, because I've never changed it. So about a year and a half, so it's probably ready.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it may be.
Ready to change it.
Have you taken the core out of the cover?
No.
You should.
Yeah, you need to do that.
You should. Yeah, it'll reduce
the
bulk. Take the cover off and hang it in a closet and just leave the core, which has the coils in it, in your bed. It won't bunch up as easy. It breathes better.
Okay,
the cover, sometime in the last year or two, they changed the inner liner so it's more waterproof for incontinence. And so it just breathes way more better if you're not using it. And do you use the silver stretchy cloth, the fixing strap, to keep it in place?
I have not, but it stays in place now because it's under the pad, right? It's under that mattress thing, so it stays okay right now, which is good. But this will be great.
You might consider putting it on top of that pad. And then using the fixing strap so that, you know, I didn't even know what that thing was for 3 years. It hung in my closet. It just didn't seem like made sense to be a cover, but it really is designed to go around. So you strip your bed and you put that stretchy cloth around your mattress all the way lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
You might try that.
Okay. And also take the Beamer out of the cover.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Those are great suggestions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Okay, guys.
Make it a great one.
Bye. Yeah, certainly. You too.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. I don't know. This might be Sandra. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David and Lisa. It is Sandra. You all seemed a little lonely, so I thought I'd put one. And as
Thank
I was
you.
Here doing my Beamer session, I thought, well, what do I really have to say? So I would thank you, David, for the answering. I guess it was Wendell was his name, his question about you just have a way, you have a depth of knowledge, and you just put it out there very easily and understandably. But I could give a little bit of a testimonial this morning because I had a start which did not include my usual 8-minute session and to my day. And about 30 minutes ago, I thought, man, my brain is just not, it's just not firing. What's going on? And I went, oh, you didn't do your Beamer session. So anyway, it's really all I have. Thank you all for being a host to us. And hopefully the floodgates will open with more ones now.
Thanks, Sandra. Make it a great Wednesday.
Thanks. You too.
Area code 626-390. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa and David. This is Melanie Herrick in San Clemente. Appreciate
Hello.
You guys always. Hi. Hey,
well, thank you.
I have a question on the lease to own. I have a therapist who did the whole program, and I got the emails. She got the emails, and a week ago it ended, and she had told me, yes, I'm going to buy it. And yet last night I still haven't seen anything. And then she texted me. She's like, I'm trying to buy this, but I haven't ever received anything. I still have it. And so have any of you guys ended the process? Because also, like, I know they're supposed to become a distributor before they do it, but I haven't – this is the first person that's come all the way through that now wants to buy it but hasn't heard anything from Beamer as far as making the transaction happen.
So in week four and week six, you should have got – they should have gotten an email, and it has a pay link.
Okay, well, I got emails, and she did too, but I thought it lies on them to finish the transaction, right? Because we can't really help them with that, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because she just told me last night, and we both got the emails that it was ending last week, and yet she said, now I haven't done anything. I want to keep it, but I don't know what to do. And so I said, hey, you should have had an email. But I thought, let me call in and see. I guess I'll call corporate now and see,
I would call corporate today for sure.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if any of you guys have been through that process.
Nope.
Okay, wait.
I'm looking up. Okay, so here's the answer to your question. Can only be made via the payment link unique to your customer's order. The first payment link will be sent after 4 weeks. If you would like to receive the link sooner, please contact customer service. It doesn't look like they send another one, week 4 and week 6. And
so
they
at
have
week
to use
8,
that payment link in there.
So she needs to look back at week 4 and 6 because I think she's just waiting now because she got the email saying it's over. And then she's like, I'm still waiting. So I need to tell her to go back and look at, you know, the other links, I guess, and hopefully I'll call corporate. But if they do want to be a distributor, they have to sign up then as a distributor before they finish it. That's the whole thing that's a little muddy for me because I don't really know. I know that they need to become the distributor and then finish the purchase, right?
Lisa, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's correct. So they – here we go. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to just refer you to customer service because that's all the Q&A. If you go into your back office, by the way, under distributor library, there's a whole section on the lease-to-own program. So that's where I'm pulling the answers from. But it says, yes, a customer can become an IBDJ and use this order as their qualifying sale. Please contact customer service for more information.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. So I wasn't sure if there was anything else.
I wish I could help you more. I haven't done one,
perfect.
So I don't have the personal experience to share with you. But I do know those links are in week 4 and 6. And maybe go back and find those emails and try to pay for it there.
Right. Okay. Because as a distributor, we don't get it. We just get notified that your customer got it. So I couldn't even see really exactly what she got. So, okay. I will call customer service and thank you. Okay. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Melanie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Area code 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Bridget from California. Can you hear me okay? Hi,
yep.
Good morning. Question, repeat. Anything on the blood flow video incorporating Dr. Burka?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Anyway,
I will ask Johnny the senor again.
Okay. Another thing
I sense it's low priority for corporate right now.
Well, obviously.
Right.
Another thing, the gentleman who called in before, speaking with his chiropractor, who's concerned about the EMF of the Beamer, one of the things I learned way back when I was introduced to Beamer, and I don't hear it said anymore. I don't know why. But there's something called a Faraday cage in which you could put an animal. And in that cage, because of how it's constructed, I guess it's a metal of some sort, that there's no EMF penetration into the space where the animal is living. And if you put an animal there and feed it and exercise, everything's fine. Except that they're not getting any electromagnetic field from the earth, the animal dies. So without some electromagnetic field within the realm of safety of living on the earth, we don't function well. And one of the principles behind the Beamer is that we're duplicating that field, which we as normal developing species would have lived on the earth more. We slept on the earth. We walked barefoot on the earth. We had that connectivity to the earth, which of course we've lost today. And anyone who walks on with non-leather shoes, as an example, or on concrete or paint, we're not getting it. So it's totally harmless and very healthy. So I thought I
absolutely did it. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, how we often talk about the PEMF with Beamer is not the active agent. It's simply a delivery method or a carrier for the Beamer waveform. But what Dr. Burka often points out is that the electromagnetic field, that PEMF, does have therapeutic benefit in and of itself. Like, so, I mean, that's why so many PEMF devices, you know, they do some good things. They don't do quite what Beamer does with no residual effect either, but we've got this polarity of electricity between the cells, you know, that positive and negative charge, and that just degrades the older we get. It's called cell membrane potential, and the stronger that polarity is, the more functional the cells are. So, you know, the electromagnetic field does help somewhat restore that polarity. And now that we are so insulated from the earth through, you know, concrete jungles and urban environments or our shoes or our cars, and we're not out there barefoot, things like this are really important for us. I think that's why earthing or grounding is so in vogue right now. It's just some way to try to get back some of that gentle electromagnetism is so important, right, Bridget?
Well, that's really true. But even if you were looking at, and that's an argument that I've come across, well, why don't I just buy an earthing blanket or whatever? Well, evolutionarily, the amount of time we developed to be in touch with the earth in so many different ways, still that was much more than one could achieve even if, which it doesn't do, of course, even if we had an earthing blanket or something. So
right. As
with so many aspects of modern life, we have so disconnected ourselves from the way we have evolved to be as human beings, as a human species, that, you know, we talk about biohacking. Any way you can intelligently and safely counteract the way we're living, the effects of modern life, all the better. And I think we just get worse decade after decade, or almost year over year, if you look at the last year, that the speed to which our disconnection is accelerating is dramatic. So, and if you look at the aspect and the importance of sleep as an example, and of course, one of our patents with Beamer is the sleep cycle, that restorative sleep that you can enhance, you know, is so tremendous and undervalued with a lot of Beamer users, that quote unquote biohack, incredible, and nobody has it but Beamer. So I share that.
Good point. Thanks for calling in today, Bridget. And I will prompt Johnny again about the blood flow video narrated by Dr. Burka.
I mean, I understand the possible trying to find a reason why they don't, as to they have other priorities. But on the other hand, they do have the priority to move Beamers. And I think that would be a great adjunct to help move more Beamers. So perhaps, because it takes the onus off the distributor to have to explain, oh, by the way, this is what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
When most Beamer distributors don't even know what they're looking at. And it has to be short, it has to be cool, it has to be authoritative. We have to take out the error in what a distributor would say. So I should think it would be a very simplistic way to meet many demands and also facilitate the success of the distributors.
Yep. Arguments have merit. And I agree with them. So I just think it probably slipped off of John's radar. So,
okay.
I'll send him a friendly reminder. Thanks for calling in, Bridget.
Thank you.
Area code 614-857. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Crystal Berman from Ohio. And I hit one. I'm all sweaty doing yard work, and I was like, I better go inside because I know the answer to Melanie's question, and I thought I would help. So Melanie asked about when you have somebody in the lease to own and they would like to become a distributor. I had that happen as well. And so what Melanie needs to do is get into her back office first, sign that person up as a distributor, so they will pay the $199. And then in her back office, it will populate a WS order number. And then when her new distributor pays off her lease to own, that will also create a WS order number. So then after you have both of those steps done, you call with both WS order numbers into customer service, and they will connect you with the right. There's only a certain few people that can combine those two orders to make it from trainer status into junior status. So it may take a few days until it populates them as a junior, but customer service is the one that links the two, but you have to call immediately to get
them merged.
Yes,
and what I would recommend also, Crystal, is email correspondence. So there is a email string, because, you know, just once it's happened where I tried to meld a order with a distributor. So a person bought a Beamer, and then within hours they became a distributor. And so that's the reverse of what you need to be doing. So they would still be coming in as a trainee if you didn't link those two things together immediately. And we did it by phone, and I didn't have any email history. And by the time we figured out that it never actually happened, it's 2 months later. And
oh, wow.
without the email history, there's no way for them to go back to the phone call and say, oh, yeah, we did have this conversation and we agreed to meld these two things together. So we definitely always want to have an email history on things like this so we can go back to it. Okay.
Yeah. Very good point. And actually, when I did it, customer service populated that email and made that email correspondence because they had to email their supervisor to make it happen. But that is a really good, really good point that you could probably start, instead of calling in, just email customer service.
Right. Well, Crystal, thank you for pointing that out. That's awesome. Hopefully that's helpful to Melanie.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. And congratulations to Melanie.
Yeah,
for getting
no
a new
kidding.
Distributor.
Yep.
All
right,
so,
make it a great
Wednesday.
That's
all I had.
Thanks. 805-406. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles. And this grandma was run over by a pickup about 4.5 years ago. And I was a total mess, but I'm good now at age 50 plus 33. The best I've been ever. And I'm so grateful to Beamer. But the question about the doctor, they have a package, and I forget, I have it written down somewhere, but there is a doctor packet. I think you call Beamer, you order the packet, give them the doctor's information, and they send the packet directly to the doctor.
That is correct.
Easy breezy.
Yep. So you
that's
get,
my suggestion.
Yep. Through the Medical Expert Center phone call. Yes. Right, Lisa?
Yeah. That's correct. You need the name of the doctor and the address, and those go out within 48 hours directly to the doctor.
This company is amazing. They want us to succeed, even though sometimes we get in our own way. And Blog Talk is, I haven't been on Blog Talk for a while. This week I committed back to it and make such a huge difference in connecting with you all because it's my kickstart. It's my connection. So I suggest everyone get on Blog Talk. I've never really gone back to the old ones, but I know they're so valuable if and they're there to be used. So thank you all for your hard work, and beam on.
Oh, thanks, Jan. Very kind words. We appreciate
you. Thank you for calling in. And I just want to give everyone that email is usage-support@beamer.services. usage-support@beamer.services.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And make it a great Wednesday.
Thanks, Jan.
Thanks.
We've got a few more minutes here. If anybody wants to hit one on their phone, ask any questions, give us some feedback, share a recruiting story of bringing on an affiliate, hit one on your phone and jump into the queue. Otherwise,
hey, but I do want to let everybody know next Wednesday is we're doing an interview with the National Sales Director, George Verona. So if people want to hear directly from him, I believe he's open to taking questions as well. So we are going to keep it focused on the recruiting and the 90-day program that he's doing, and offering his tips on the best ways, best practices for enrollment.
Yes, and I will be retiring from Beamer Blog Talk. My full-time role on Wednesdays will be over next week. But that'll be a great way to end it with George Veronis. Area code 831-760. You're live on Blog
Talk.
Yeah,
good morning. This is Sibylla. And I have a question. Good morning. I just need some tips just to hear how you do it, how Lisa is doing it. It's about the enrollment, talking to, if possibly, as many people as 5 per week and more. And I love to talk about Beamer, and I love to inspire people. But what happens with me, I can stir up so many people that at the end I just lose myself. It's just so many people to take care of, and with this drip campaign, once a month something, I feel like I lose the contact to them, the personal connection. And then I'm like a bungee cord from talking to many people. I just zip my mouth just to kind of deal with the avalanche that I have created. And I wanted to ask you, two of you, How you manage that when you contact so many people, how to keep a personal connection with them, or don't you have any with them maybe?
Yeah, so so you definitely, I've talked about this so many times on here, but you definitely want to create a system for yourself. And everybody works a little differently, so there's different systems out there. But you know, take the time, take a Saturday or a Sunday, and figure out, kind of walk yourself through when you make an introduction to Beamer to someone, and how do you follow up? What is the first thing that you follow up with? And then what is the second thing you want to follow up with? And you just, you know, write out, I mean, kind of a rule of thumb that I use is for the first 30 days, an email every 3 days. Or a text message if you want to do that. But I would have it set up in some sort of CRM system, like, you know, I mean, MailChimp, Constant Contact. You know, they all have those abilities to do that. And then it's automatic. Like, you want to automate as much as you can. It doesn't replace your personal interaction with the people, but it keeps you at the top of their mind when you're not talking to them. And you're right. I mean, people go, you know, they get excited about the person they just introduced Beamer to, and, you know, they might be a hot lead and really close to making a purchase, and you forget the 10 other people that you talked to last week, and maybe you followed up with them initially, but then, you know, it broke off, and then what you feel like is you feel awkward, like, oh, now how am I going to go back to them, because I haven't really stayed in touch with them. And so if you have some way
to automate communication, then it's not awkward to follow back up with them. And you also always want to let them know, you know, is it okay if I follow back up with you at some point, you know, if I have something new to share? And they're going to say, yes, of course. And if they say no, great, then you don't waste your time. You move on because, you know, it's not going to be for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that part I know. That part I do. I don't do it as professionally as you do it with a MailChimp. But what bothers me, I mean, I can send this out, but then I feel more like, yes, I send out this information, but my personal connection, the relationship out of all this business of sending things out, I just feel more like a machine at some point, and I don't like that. I really like to have this personal contact and feel where the person is and not just send something out because that's the next thing on the list.
Okay, so,
but,
okay,
yeah.
So a way to personalize that is sending a voice text where they're actually hearing your voice. They can hear that you care, right? So
okay.
You could maybe start incorporating that. Do you keep a follow-up system of, you know, what you've done with each person?
I do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you just not going back to them at some point?
Well, I do go back, but I just, till I have reached my limit of how many people I can take care of. It just, at a certain point, when I try to do 5 new people a week, pretty soon it's just, I feel like it's getting too much. It's like every week, 5 more. And I was just curious how you feel. I mean, maybe it just doesn't bother you. Maybe you're just fine with sending things out and wait for the response that somebody says, okay, I'm ready. I just feel more comfortable when I can hear them back and I can spend some time and I can feel what's the next drip that they need. Otherwise,
right.
I just
okay.
feel like the day is not long enough that I can keep doing it with my way, how I like to do it, to
okay.
take care
so
of everybody.
Are you working the Beamer business full-time?
As much full-time as my health allows it, yes. I cannot power through, like, if I would be all healthy yet, I'm still getting healthy. So last year, kind of things turned around that I could become an active IBD, but I cannot, with whatever my work would be, work 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours a day. But yes, most of my time
okay.
that I work is with Beamer, yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I do, and I've actually done a training on this on a Beamer Saturday, is time blocking, and where you know specific times of your day are going to be for phone calls and follow-up, personal follow-up, and then incorporate the email or the text follow-up in that and just
mm-hmm.
block it out. Even if it's an hour a day, if you spend that full 1 hour 100% focused, you're going to be able to get through a lot more than 5 people in an hour.
I will look. Okay, good. Okay.
All right, nice.
Modify.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
in.
You, Lisa. Yep. Bye.
Bye. All right, David, I'll let you go ahead and hit the end of the show button.
Yes. No, she does raise a good question. You know, and we all have our own threshold of, you know, being nurturers versus trying to get more Beamers into people's lives. And it's just that balance that we all have to seek individually. So, yes, we've reached 45 minutes after the hour. I'm sorry we can't get to these last few questions, but please make a note of them. And you can always email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com, and I can answer outside of here. And Wednesday is just a great day to go out there and change some lives. Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me, and we'll talk next week.
I All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.